broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everybody could be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, let me ask What's going on? Like Barlow's? Because every time he's here, you're not here. And every time you're here, he's not here. What's going on?
I'm telling you, they're the same fucking person.
No, don't. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Fuck
Barlow. Unless he's wearing like a fucking Carlos suit. It doesn't make sense that they're the same
like
person.
I wear a sumo suit when I'm wearing some jorts. Like,
bring out the Adidas.
Like your alter, alter ego or something. Like, no. But you guys hate each other, right?
Is that Yeah, we do.
Is that for real?
You know what? We hate each other on the podcast.
Oh, not in real life.
Yeah, in real life, I could tolerate him a little bit. Maybe because he's on the other side of the table and I'm on the other side. We have more friends and stuff. You know?
I get it.
But here, it's like I got to see his face and... I don't know, man.
And you got to sit next to him.
Yeah, sit next to him. He kind of smells a little bit.
He kind of does.
You know, then his balls be hanging out from his jorts. From
well,
the side
that's
of
true, too.
You know, so I'm like, I just rather stay home.
He said nasty-ass Barlow.
It's been many years of trauma and shit, you know? Yeah, it's time for wellness.
I was wondering, because I was like, man, like, why are they never here together? It's just very rare, right?
Damn, I hate him.
Never.
I hate him so much. Oh, he better come next week. They'll be here next week, and I'm going to just let him have it.
Okay. Well, and that'll be fun, right?
Yeah. Before I forget.
What's that?
You know how I was telling you guys that I went to that perreo thing?
Oh, yeah.
So I noticed something. So I don't know. Maybe it's a generation. Generational thing?
Generational. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That everybody now wants VIP. Mm-hmm. And because we didn't get the VIP, but a lot of people got the VIP. And when we went to the line, the security guard was like, oh, man. This general line is smaller than the VIP line because the VIP, everybody wanted VIP. I guess you pay like $30 more, but you're right. Like, avoid the line. Fuck that shit. The line was long on the VIP side, and on our side, it wasn't even that long.
That's a life hack, bro.
Yeah,
the real VIP is
but
the general.
But I remember back then, we used to be like, fuck that. We'll just wait,
right?
You know, and everything and say save our money and shit for the drinks inside and shit.
Because all of a sudden, we all got money.
Exactly. No, but then, you know, it's all about the... the gram or whatever stuff, you know, or I don't know, I guess like feeling like special or some shit, like the VIP, like they kind of let you in and stuff. But, you know, they're like, it wasn't even the where I did notice too was the VIP, the little areas where people kind of, you know, try to have everybody wanted the tables in the front where next to the stage and stuff like that. And the tables way in the back and everything, they were kind of empty and stuff. So, you know, but I'm like, damn, dude, like. It's out of control, like the whole like price and the whole VIP shit and everything. I'm like, don't get VIP.
And
do you guys get VIP?
Nah.
Right. I think the ones that you do know you're pretty much guaranteed to do is the ones that are crazy, like sky high and stuff. Because it's like the VIP, you know, in front of the table and all the stuff and everything. Then cool. But if it's just a random VIP, skip the line thing. Everybody's gonna get that shit.
If I can sit in the VIP and or stand in general, I would rather sit.
Yeah.
Like, no, of course.
How old am I now?
Yeah.
46.
Yeah. You can't do the standing room only. No. Like.
Seating is different. Yeah. Seating is different and stuff. But the line thing, I was like, everybody, and then especially if you see that the price is not that much, it's like $10 more. You know everybody's going to get that shit.
Right. So, no, and that's the thing. And VIP doesn't work when it's affordable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, if it's pretty expensive where it's like, okay, it's a little more exclusive, I get it. But if it's affordable to a lot of people, it doesn't really serve a purpose.
Look, a few times, like a few years ago, we went to the Freestyle Festival.
Yeah.
And I had VIP. But so did this homeless man. So I don't know where he got his ticket from.
What?
Man. The dude was selling all kinds of shit in a little cart. And he was just like having a good time.
In the VIP section.
And he had a VIP little lanyard and everything. He was selling sunglasses. He was selling hats. He was selling.
He's probably
kinds
an
of
artist,
shit.
Man.
I don't think
he's
so.
Probably like one of those artists that just dress like bums and stuff.
You're probably right, but he didn't act like an artist.
Or what if it was counterfeit, Jericho?
Maybe his
lanyard was counterfeit.
Yeah, oh, probably.
But he's a very
skilled man.
Wow. But the dude had money for a fucking ticket. He was in there.
Damn.
He was on stage.
Oh, that's the day that we saw Mellow Man Ace. We saw fucking Kid Frost. We saw, a bunch of, like, rappers as well. Ah, shit.
The
that
old
was,
one.
But here, life hack, if you guys like life hacks, never stand 10 feet away from the speakers. Because they're going to be ringing for like 3 days.
Oh,
yeah.
Your ears are going to be fucking hating you for the next 3 days.
Damn.
Bro.
Did you sit there?
Yeah, dude, because everybody kept moving after the acts. And like, there's about like a 10-minute buffer. So people kept leaving. And we kept moving forward until like all of a sudden we were in the front right by the gate. Yeah, and right by the speakers. The best time we've ever had. But until the next day, we couldn't hear for shit. take those
earplugs.
Throwing your earplugs, yeah.
Oh, that, you're gonna be like old though.
I understand. But we were all old in that fucking concert.
That fucking old
that's
guy.
That's true too. Huh?
No, we were all old in that concert. It didn't matter.
That's how people get called unk. Like my daughter's starting to say this shit. I'm like, don't say that.
Oh no.
Unk. And she's like, Dad, that's so unk. And I'm like, unk.
How's your daughter now?
8.
Wow.
She'll be nine in October.
I still have her at 4 in my mind.
I know, that's crazy, wow. Huh?
I still see her as like when the last birthday I went to, she was like 4 years old or something.
4? Hey, you know? Yeah. Like, dude, I'm fucking 15.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Right.
Oh, and no, but I was like, I was telling her, what the fuck is an unk? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, I go, well, then why are you using it? And then she's like, I think it means old. I'm like, I go, and then I was telling her, I wonder if they got unk from uncool, because UNC,
oh,
right?
Oh, unk.
But I guess it just means old. But why did I even bring that shit up? What are we talking about?
Oh, because we were talking about, like, we're going to look old. And
looking old. Yeah. You're going to look unk. You know what, too, man? I have kind of a fear of being in the front by the gate, like when to going to a concert.
Oh, because you don't want to get...
Yeah, because then you get pushed. After I watched Selena for the first time, yeah. And fucking Selena had to be like, shh, from when she was singing Como La Flor.
Como La Flor.
Yeah, to get people to fucking calm the fuck down. I was like, hell no.
So if you're ever getting crushed, make sure you start singing Como La Flor.
Como La Flor.
You're like, shh. Start telling the crowd, shh, Como La Flor.
I get fucking sighed, bro.
Crushed and shit. You know what? In college, I don't think we never had like that VIP thing, right?
Never.
I think we just have friends that were like just going for like go to the front and then they get, you know, they pay and then they go in. But it wasn't like we never had a VIP line. I think the most we did was tell them like bring friends and they get like a percentage off or something like that.
Right.
But it wasn't never like VIP or anything like that.
Right.
Not even bottle service, right? Or no. Anything like that. Once you got in the club, it was all like...
Bottle service, I think you brought it back from Miami when you went. And everyone, you were talking about, everyone does bottle service. You can't get in without bottle service.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in the club. They like at the line, line, they told us, you need, how much are you going to get in bottle service? And, you know, it was Rolly and stuff. And they were like, oh, yeah, like do this and this. And, you know, they got, but I was like, dude, why did you pay bottle service? He's like, bro, they won't let you in if you don't buy it. But they're already selling it online.
Fucking Rolly sounds Russian.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Bro.
Bro.
Hey, bro. Yeah, but like, yeah, he was, and I was like, what kind of shit is this whole bottle service shit?
Bottle service is the biggest ripoff
Man, wow. It is. Because then you see the kind of bottle you're getting, and you're like, fuck, dude, this shit is like $30 outside.
I know, and you're paying like, what, $300 for it, man? That's fucking insane, man.
And then the shit is that they fucking, all these bottle rats and stuff, guys be trying to show off and just like, hell no, man, fuck that.
Man, I remember my first encounter with bottle service was at my cousin Alex's birthday. Like, he was doing real estate at the time. And during that time it was good, you know, and he was making really good money. And so it was his birthday, and it's just like, oh, you know, we're gonna go to this club and whatever. We went to the club, we were upstairs in like the little VIP thing. And so and they ordered like bottle service, and they pulled out like 5 or 6 bottles.
Oh shit!
No, that was a lot, bro. And at the end, I saw that the bill was like $2,500.
Damn.
Oh.
No, it was crazy, and I at that point I wasn't shit. I think I was making like $15 an hour or something like crazy, right? And I told him, I go, hey, bro, like, I don't know how you guys are paying for this shit, but I can't afford like a lot of this. Like, I go, that's really high. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, whatever you want. And I think I gave him like $120. But
that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, I go, because I could have went and gotten, I think at that time, like, drinks were like $8.
Yeah.
This was a really, really long time ago, you know? And, you know, I'm like, I could have drank $120 worth of shit, and yeah, I would have been fucking shit-faced.
Right.
You know, and that was the thing. And that was, like, my first experience with bottle service. And even after, like, I talked, because, you know, everybody had drinks in them. I talked to him, I think, the next day or, like, 2 days after. And I'm like, hey, bro, I go, I didn't mean to come off like a cheap ass, but I go, I wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't ready.
Hell no, man. That's expensive. You know, I think the only time I would do VIP now is not really because of trying to show off or anything. It's more because, like Jericho said, I don't want to be standing up.
That's the only thing.
Right. I don't want to be standing up. And then, like, you know, when it's really crowded, mm-hmm, you get moved, you got pushed and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're with your girl and stuff like that, you want it to be, like, comfortable and enjoying and everything.
And somebody grabs your ass.
Yeah, be like,
hey, that's uncomfortable.
But yeah, like now if I ever do VIP, it's because of the comfort, not because of like the status or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, fuck that, man.
Because I remember too, one time we were in, where were we? Ensenada, Rosarito? Mm. I think we were in Rosarito. And the guys, they got bottle service, right? And right away, you know, you get bottle service and the rats start coming.
Yeah.
And so there was this one girl, you know, she shows up and right away, like she's like taking drinks and shit. And rest in peace, Davito, like, he starts trying to talk to her, and she makes a face to him, like, kind of like, get away.
Yeah.
And I got fucking pissed, bro. I got pissed, and I cussed her ass out, and I was like, bitch, like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you over here drinking our shit. I'm like, the least you can do is let my friend grab your ass. But Davito wasn't even trying to grab her ass. He was just trying to talk to her, you know, but... Oh, I got fucking pissed. I told her to fucking kick rocks and shit. It wasn't my bottle, but I was just like, dude,
still,
get the fuck out of here. Like, at least, you know, if you're going to be a fucking bottle rat, like, you got to be a little friendly.
Right, right, right.
You got to put yourself in a Me Too situation. Like, it's all right. It's all right, man. It comes with the territory.
All right, this is something different, but let's say you guys go on a flight, right? All and right. Nowadays, you have to pay for your assigned seat.
Yes.
If not, like, if you're going with your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance, do you buy this, like, pay for the seat so you can sit together, or you just risk it and you sit apart? Because that's basically like fucking paying just for a seat, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And usually they're like $30-$40.
If I'm going to be real far.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be real far, I'd rather just pay. But if I'm gonna be like right next behind her, I could get like a seat right behind her or something like that, then I'll be cool in a way,
because you can kick her seat.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so I remember that happened to us once and stuff. We didn't pay and shit, and then we're like, you know, we're looking for her seat because her seat was first and stuff. And then I see, like, it was fucking like a movie and shit, two black guys on the side and the empty seat in the front. In the middle.
Fuck.
And I was like, oh, fuck, don't let that be her seat.
he's like, I've seen this one before.
I've seen this on the XXX.
It's over.
Yeah, like, that's it.
She's gone forever.
We're gonna land broken up.
She's just going to text you.
So, no, no, but, like, we passed it. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, after that, I got engaged. No, but yeah, that was like very comical and shit in my head. I'm like, oh, please don't let it be crazy.
But
and she sat next to yeah, right? And like 9 months later, we had a kid. Like, why is my kid black? Anyway, so but yeah, no, we're like, but I think that was one of the flights that I was like, okay, she's kind of, and that I did feel like she was too far away, so I'm like, next time I'd rather pay just for her to be next to me and stuff. Because you never know, like, in an emergency, you know, right. shit could happen and stuff.
Because so. It's an extra like $20-$30 I
nah,
think.
Well, sometimes back then, it's more. Oh, back sometimes. Then, yeah, yeah, but like, now it's starting to be like $45 or $50
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just recently paid, I think, $30-$35 for per seat or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But it's, I think on the way there, I'm like, yeah, let's sit together. And the way back, we're going to fall asleep anyway.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, you can sit so wherever you want.
Yeah.
So you're okay with sitting apart?
I have. It's not the greatest, but usually it's an empty plane anyway, so you can still move.
And it also, yeah, I guess, yeah, depends on how far the flight is. I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's Sacramento. Sacramento's not far. It's like a 45-minute flight.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Mick?
What? I don't know.
Like,
I
take different planes.
I'm like, I missed my flight. Yeah, well, for us, we don't really have a choice because we have to sit with the girls,
right,
so
the
we have to coordinate. And
like that's right.
The kids sit in the front, you guys sit in the back.
I know, right?
So how fucked up is this? You're on the flight, right? And you have two kids. And you buy four tickets, but everyone's seat is scattered. That's not fair, bro. If you have a child, they have to sit you with your child.
Right, right. Like, you can make, I read up on it. You can make that argument.
A request?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like, no, well, you can't sit me apart from my fucking 3-year-old. Like,
right.
I go, well, if you want to, you know what I
mean? You can pay $60 per seat. Yeah, that's $120 for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, so we always do the same thing. So I get the three seats on the right.
Mm-hmm. For your wife and the two kids.
And the two kids. And then like I sit on the aisle seat on the other side. Mm. That way.
Yeah, I was thinking right now, how do you do it? But okay, that makes sense.
So we do it like that. And it's worked out. I think my wife's not a fan because she has to sit with the kids. But
so are you an aisle seat or window seat or aisle seat or middle? I don't think you guys are middle and stuff, but.
Yeah,
I love the aisle seat.
Yeah,
just because I don't want to be the one that's bothering people if I want to get up to the restroom or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind getting up, so that's why I'd rather be on the aisle. But the window seat, if like you're flying over something nice, you want to be able to see, right? So that's hard. So I would rather go with the aisle seat though. Just I'll forego the view for until
see,
I get there.
I always try to like I like the aisle seat. But I know my girl likes the window, so I'm always fucking stuck in the fucking middle. And shit.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, fuck. Yeah. But
you know what you can do is another hack. Sometimes it works. If you, like, say she gets the window, you get the aisle. A lot of times people won't pick the middle seat. Mm. Unless it's a completely full flight, then somebody will
get
the
aisle.
But again, great idea.
And then at that point you can be like, hey, do you want the aisle seat? And then,
but again, what about if...
Fucked up. I just bought the two seats, man.
Oh, shit.
What about if Jerome sits in the middle? I'm screwed.
He's like, nah, I'm all right, playboy.
You know what, though? But like, I'm always very nice to the staff. And they always allow me to move wherever I want, even if it's a full flight.
Even though pilot seat. Like, wow, how nice are you, man?
Go ahead, Mr. Cherokee. Man, but that's the thing. It's just so many, like for me, either one is uncomfortable, man. If I'm on the window seat, the perk is that if I fall asleep, I can lay my head on the window side.
Yeah.
But and if I'm on the aisle seat, like the good thing is that I can kind of stretch out one leg. I can stretch out one leg.
Yeah, it must suck for you, man.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not comfortable. And the problem is that if I fall asleep and they're going back and forth with the cart, they always wake me up because they either bump me, somebody bumps me,
your
or
leg
whatever.
And
yeah,
shit
or something, my arm, like. I always get bumped, and that fucking sucks,
and
too.
The shit that sucks is they make the seats more, like, tight.
Yeah.
So they could fit more seats
and
shit.
So they can fit more seats.
That fucking sucks,
yeah,
man.
Like, I've never paid the upgrade for, like, the extra leg room because it's something crazy, too.
It is.
Well, where do you fly?
Is it?
I mean, Volatis is only, like, $30-$40.
No, we usually do, like, Delta, American.
Oh, yeah, those
like
are crazy
those.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. You know what? Have you heard of that? Then. I don't know. I think it's the ones that used to be Mexicana.
Mm-hmm.
I have the.
There's
the
new. Yeah. Viva
Audio Bus.
Yeah.
That's the one I have.
Don't ever fly that one. That
really?
One,
I heard
you
it.
Didn't like Viva?
I mean, it's a little rough. You know what I mean?
Really?
I mean, the staff was fairly new, so maybe that's why. Because it was a brand. When I flew it, it was like brand new.
Oh, okay.
It was probably a month into their opening their company. So
yeah, my mom, well, she's already done it like twice, and she doesn't have a complaint. My cousin's always, yeah, and my cousin always flies there, and she says it's really cheap. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing; it's cheapest stuff. But
right.
But they do skimp on like some of the amenities that you will get somewhere else and stuff like that. Right. So.
And I'm fine.
But
if
you don't
that.
Care for that. Yeah, 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 it's cheap.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I flew last year when I went to Mexico. We flew Viva. It wasn't bad.
I mean, it's the bare minimum, but it. Yeah. It was, I mean, the staff was just a little green. That's all, man. Yeah. I mean, I fly Volatis, and I've never had a complaint. And the people complain about Volatis all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What was the one that we had a brother that worked for one of the Mexican airlines that we always used to make fun of?
He did?
Yes.
Fuck.
He was like one of the people.
Check-ins?
At the check-in counter. And we used to make fun of him because it had an acronym, and we used to say – it was a fucking, like a death trap or something.
Oh shit!
You guys don't remember?
I don't remember.
It's defunct anyway. So.
Oh shit!
Was it American Airlines?
No.
La Mexicana. I mean, Mexicana.
It was a Mexican flight.
Aeromexico.
It was one of the really cheap ones, but it wasn't Volaris.
Oh, because I know that back then it was Mexicana and Aeromexico.
I think they had another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Orlandi Valuta.
Oh, yeah.
Nadie vuela más barato.
Exactly.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, guess what?
What's up, man?
So I have this coworker. She's an older lady. Nice lady and everything, right? So, you know, a lot of times she talks to me and then she fucking farts.
Wait, mid-sentence?
Yeah, like she's talking and she just farts.
What the fuck?
And you're like, and, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, she farted. You know, and sometimes I lose track of like what she's saying because she just farted and
wait,
stuff.
Like you'll pause?
Huh?
You'll pause when she farts?
No, like she'll be talking to me and she'll fart.
Oh, she's talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I thought you were going to say, sometimes I just fart with her.
it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, fuck it. I didn't know where that's comfortable.
I don't want her to be uncomfortable.
But the thing is that she has hearing aids.
Oh.
So it muffles the background noise.
Yeah.
So I don't think she hears herself fart.
Oh, shit.
It's like noise canceling.
That makes a lot of sense. Like when I go to the Citadel, sometimes I have my like headphones in and I'm listening to loud ass music and I forget and I fart right in the middle of like where everybody is. I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, shit. People can hear.
Yeah.
I forget, dude.
And then you like put, I think she probably like thinks they're like those silent ones, the ones that don't make noise, but they're loud.
Oh,
man.
No, you know if they made noise.
Oh, probably. Well,
porque
I mean,
truenan.
But she's older, so her ass cheeks probably not that tight, so they're like just fucking.
But the thing is, she's probably looking at Shomar for his reaction, and when she's like, okay, he's not reacting, maybe he didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the ninja strikes again.
I got it. I know. The fart ninja.
Like moves like silent like a snake.
Do you guys ever like when you're at a concert or somewhere there's like a lot of loud music or just it's like loud? Do you guys will let one go?
Yeah.
Even if it's gonna make noise, right?
Yeah. Well, at a concert, nobody's gonna hear it.
Right. So you guys let it go.
Yeah.
How often do you think that really happens?
All the time.
So
I think all the time. It's like when you're, what is it like? Like when you're at a pool party or whatever, and you just pee in the pool.
Whoa!
No!
Anybody?
No.
See, this is the time I miss Barlow's. This is the only time he'll be agreeing too.
Remember our friend told us that one time. Okay, you guys didn't go to that trip, but
go
to that trip. Our friend told us that because she never went to the restroom. And like, dude, how come you're not going to the restroom? You've been drinking the whole day. Like, I just pee right here.
What the fuck?
Right? Hey, I'm peeing right now.
He goes, life hack. Just pee in the pool. No, I usually go to the restroom and stuff like that. Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, man, that's not such a bad idea in the way and stuff. I mean, they put so much Clorox and everything. There's alcohol. There's people like just. I mean, when you go to Cabo or any of those places, man, the pee is the last thing you're thinking of. There's other crazy ass.
No, it's got to be super common.
And the truth is, pee is sterile. I don't know if you guys know that.
Really?
Yeah.
When it comes out, it's sterile. There's no bacteria, no nothing in your pee.
Well, what do they say when the snake bites you?
Uh huh.
Like you have to pee on it to like sterilize it and stuff.
Yeah, no, 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 the jellyfish.
Oh, jellyfish.
Oh, yeah, jellyfish. Yeah, jellyfish. Oh, one of those and stuff. Yeah. But I think that's for the pain.
Yeah, the snake too. Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, fuck it. I just be
no, the snake, you got to suck it out.
Just come.
Oh, I would not do that.
You know what? That was R. Kelly's defense.
I know, right?
He was saying all those girls got bit by jellyfish.
He got bit by jellyfish. He's like, so I just peed on her.
I just pee on her. Drip, drip, drip. Piss, piss, piss.
Man, but I did see this one video where this guy was proposing to this, you know, to his girlfriend or his wife or his fiance, right? Yeah. And he's getting on one knee, and all of a sudden you just hear like, and he's,
no.
And he's like, uh oh, and she's like, did you just shit yourself?
No,
he got up and there was a stain on his ass.
Oh,
poor guy.
Man. I hope damn. That shit was staged.
Did
for
she say yes or?
I don't know. We didn't get that far in the video. I was just laughing too hard.
That's damn, crazy, man.
That's terrible.
You know what? One of the crazy proposals, and it was pretty sad. Like where the girl dies as soon as he proposed at a cliff. You guys remember that, right?
No.
It was on the news.
That
No. So the guy took her to a cliff to propose and stuff like that. And they were like kind of stupid. They were like real close to the edge. So when he proposed, like she wasn't waiting for it. So she turned around and when he was on one knee and she goes, oh my God. And she jolted back.
Oh God.
And she just fucking fell.
What?
My
God. Yeah, It was a while back. I haven't
seen it. Maybe she said no and he pushed her.
Probably.
He's like, bitch.
Like, on to the next one. There's like four of them, man, down the cliff.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of like the over the top stuff now. Like I remember when I was gonna go propose to my wife.
Right.
Yeah, and I bought the engagement ring and they're like, oh, you know, there's packages and you can have somebody come out and they'll set up the whole proposal thing for you. And I was just like, nah, I'm just going to do it myself. Like, I ain't paying. I forgot how much they wanted, but it was up there. It was up there. And and they'll do like the rose petals and the candles and a lot of stuff, you know, like a lot of stuff. And I was just like, nah, I don't want to do all that. You know what I mean? But back then when I got married, I think not, it was like a lot of people weren't doing all the extras.
Yeah. Right?
I think now it's a little more common. Like,
for sure. Have you guys ever been part of like not a crazy proposal, but an elaborate proposal?
Elaborate?
Like helping a friend or something like that.
No, I haven't. But I mean, when I proposed, I did do it on the beach and I did have the arc and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I seen pictures.
But
that was in Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Nice, but it wasn't as elaborate as other people and stuff. It was nice and like, you know, cool and everything like that, but they were trying to like push for like extra packages and we could do this, we could have like a violinist, you know,
violinist
there and all this stuff. They're like, nah, I'm cool. Just, you know, the regular one and everything. It was pretty nice and
stuff.
That's
cool.
But
what if they would have had like that rapper, Luke? Because he's from Miami.
Yeah.
And he would have came in.
Big butts.
Yeah.
And all these girls dancing with big butts, just like, that would have been cool.
Now, that's a proposal, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, man. I was one of my friends. He rented a helicopter.
Oh, shit.
And he took his girl, and they passed by, I think, El Segundo or something like that. And he made me make a sign, will you marry me?
Oh, shit.
And so it was like, I think his family was there. His sister was there. His cousins were there, and then I think we were part of the little thing, and then we held the sign. It was a big sign.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
And we all held it until they passed by, and we don't know what she said because she was in the helicopter. So we were like, well, we hope she said yes.
I know. Imagine she missed it. He's like, turn back around.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Like, if the fucking helicopter takes another airport, like, sorry, my engine's kind of, I have to go somewhere else and shit and land. Like, fuck. No, yeah. I mean, I think for the most part is, you know, you do it for, you know, the girl, you know, your fiance and stuff and everything. They always want something special and everything like that. So
did that take a lot of coordination to do it?
Not
out of
really,
because
they already have these packets and everything. The only thing was trying to find somebody. But now with Instagram, I mean, I think back then it used to be a little bit harder.
Uh-huh.
But now with Instagram, they show you all these packages and everything.
I just kind of look in Miami.
And then they have these places already set out. They're like, oh, you know, that are not crowded and everything like that. So
how much did you pay for that?
It was like Probably like six.
600?
600, yeah.
Wow. I owe my dad some money then.
Why?
He's the one that asked, my wife for...
He proposed to your wife.
Pretty much.
He's the one that proposed.
Gerardo dice que si te casas con él.
He slipped her the note.
Yes, yes or no. Like, yeah, man. No. The way it worked is I took my parents to meet her parents.
Yeah.
And my parents were the ones that asked, I guess, her parents.
Right.
Hey, these guys want to get married. And... I mean, they knew what was going on.
But you proposed to her
later,
before, right?
No.
You had to ask
for permission first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I proposed to her, right?
You know,
after.
I did that
Same day.
That same day we.
Oh, yeah, oh that same day though.
Yeah, yeah. But she already knew, so it wasn't a surprise. Yeah. I already knew she was gonna say yes. So
right.
That's why I wasn't scared.
I called my girl's mom.
Yeah.
But I did it the day of. Uh-huh. I called her by phone. You know, to ask her hand in marriage.
Is it because she spills the beans?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then I called her brother that's in San Diego and stuff. So I called him everything. And he was like, oh, you know, oh, that's great and everything. But you don't really have to ask me. Like, I was like, well, I'm doing it traditional,
yeah,
it's, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of traditional, yeah.
Yeah, it's tradition and stuff and everything to kind of ask, you know, get the blessings of the family and stuff and everything. So, you know, I asked one of her aunts too and stuff that's really close to her and everything. But,
oh, nice.
But yeah, I mean, but yeah, but then I proposed to her and stuff. But I didn't, you know, I didn't have my parents talk to the mom and stuff. Oh, but I think that's more traditional.
That's more traditional.
That's more
traditional. That's how we did it too.
Yeah,
like we came and then they, we came.
Like, of course we came.
Say, wait a minute. No, and we went to there, like where my mom lived, and her parents were there, and my parents were there, and. It was, like, really awkward. I was sitting next to my parents, and I was just like, I'm like, yeah, you know, and they're, like, talking, and then her parents were like, oh, yeah, you know, we really like Mick, whatever, you know, and this and that. And so then they kind of were like, oh, we like so-and-so, too, and you know, they were talking, and then they did, like, some kind of, like, exchange. Like, I think... my parents gave them a plant and their
parents, so you did it more traditional.
Yeah, no, but I was just like, man, I wish I would have gotten like a pig or something. Because like, over there in Mexico, you get all kinds of shit.
You have to bring
a dowry, yeah.
Yeah, and then I remember the way my parents, well, I don't know if my parents did everything, but I remember they used to say that they would do a molcajete. And they'll be with spicy food, like spicy salsa and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And the guy had to, you know, eat the whole
molcajete
with full salsa. And they can't, you know, they can't flinch.
What the fuck?
They can't be like, and everything. Because that shows like, you know, it's tradition over there and stuff. Like the man, you know, the man and everything, provider and stuff. And yeah. And then they have to bring like cattle or pigs or whatever. El ganado, you know, to them as a gift and stuff like that. Like to show like, you know. Your daughter's, you know, is going to be well off and so that. So.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, man. But even after we did that, you know what? I don't remember. Because I remember I had told my wife, I was like, I go, yeah, like we're going to get married or I'm going to propose to you. And I told her. And the thing is, we went and we bought the ring, right? Like, we bought the ring. I had her pick the ring out because I wasn't going to risk, like, her not liking the ring. Mm. I couldn't. Like, that would have driven me nuts.
Right.
And so we did that, but I still made her wait, like, a fucking year, bro. Wow.
What? Oh, you bought the ring and then you still made her
wait a year.
Why, though?
I don't know. And I think eventually she was just like, this motherfucker's not going to put that up. So the conversation came up, and I'm like, I wouldn't buy the fucking ring and not propose to you. I'm like, I'm going to propose to you. Like, chill the fuck out, right? And then after we had that conversation, I think like the next month I did it, but even that, like, you know, there was like a lot of like the packages and they just like, it was just too over the top, bro.
Yeah.
You know, they had, hot air balloons and they had like just a lot of stuff. And I was just like, I'm not trying to do this. So we ended up doing the gondola in Newport Beach.
I love the gondolas. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I've never done a gondola.
There's one in Long Beach, I think.
It worked. It worked out. They had like a thing, but it's like they did like a message in a bottle thing.
Oh.
So they like throw it in the thing and,
go
and then
fish
they,
it out.
Yeah, and then they circle back. And my wife's kind of like a germaphobe. So So the guy's telling the story, right? And he's like, yeah, you know, sometimes kids they like to write silly notes and they throw shit in the ocean or in the water or whatever, you know, but we just fish it out, you know, so we try to keep it clean. And then so he's like going back and so the bottle's floating on my wife's side, right? And he's like, oh, you mind getting that out of the water, like helping me out or whatever? And she looked over at me and she's like, I'm not getting that shit. She's like, this motherfucker must be crazy, right? And then I'm like, just fucking get it, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just get it. And she's like, whatever. And I think she had like a little napkin or something, and she grabbed it. And as soon as she got it, she just threw it to the back where the guy was. She was just like, and the guy's like, aren't you curious to see what's in the, if there's a note in there or something? She's like, nah, not really. Because she didn't want to touch it, you know? And and then eventually I'm like, let's see what's in there. And so she opened it. And then she like read the note, and then she's like, so basically it was like kind of like a little poem, and then at the end it was like, will you marry me, and wow. And whatever, and that was that.
And then you put bust it out with the ring.
Yeah, and then I
see.
Gave her
I don't
ring.
Know. I thought you said that. I guess I must have been confused. Though. I thought Mick put the ring in the bottle.
Oh no!
I was like, how the hell? Because I remember you told me the story and stuff. But I don't know why I thought that you put the ring and you're like, oh, look at this or something. Because you know, there's those stories where like people put the ring in the soup or like
champagne,
and they're gonna eat it or something.
Yeah, I would have been too paranoid.
Yeah, right. Like, that's what I'm saying, man.
Nah, it was like that. After that, like that's when I brought out the ring and that was it. And it was like a done deal and shit. and one of our friends, it was their son's birthday party. So we went there after, and it was a free engagement party.
You invited all your friends and stuff, family and friends.
Right. So it was fun. But yeah, but that was it, man.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we laugh about it. We're just like, man, you almost like fucked up the whole proposal. Well, the thing is, she didn't even want to go, I remember, because she was like, she's like, can't you reschedule it or whatever? And because I told her the story was that I won at some kind of raffle at work.
Oh.
And I'm like, but the thing is, I go, we have to go this weekend. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I really wanted to go grocery shopping. And I'm like, dude, like, like you're fucking up the proposal. Like, it was tough, man. But I got it done.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those what is it? Surprise ones and everything, surprise things. And I hate them, man. Like trying to coordinate them or anything. Cause even like with the whole our proposal, we got shit faced the night before.
Oh shit.
And she didn't want to get up from bed and all this stuff. And then she was like, when she got ready, she was just like, oh, I'm gonna just throw this on. I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna take pictures and shit. And I'm like, like, no, you want to, you know, we're going to go to a nice restaurant. You might want to get fixed up. And she like, nah, I'm, you know, this. So she was like, okay, whatever. And she was like, kind of like, you know,
she
hangover and everything.
Yeah.
She didn't, like, at one point, she didn't want to go. And so I'm like, fuck, man. Like, that's all I need and shit for her to be like. And then I didn't want to make it obvious. But at the end of the day, it kind of did work out.
It was just you guys or?
No, it was me and her friends. One of her friends that lived out there. Okay. So she kind of helped me out with some of the stuff and everything. So it was cool and stuff. But I was like, man, that's why I like, and I was nervous the whole time because I was like, what happened if something happened? Man, I hate surprises.
Yeah,
surprises
are terrible. I heard for my wife's, I think it was for her bridal shower, and the bridal shower was going to be in over there in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. And so I was like in constant, I was coordinating with her mom. And so at that point, it was like, the story was that they were going to take family pictures. Right. So they told her, oh, you know, be here at such and such time. Right. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'm going to drive. Right. I told her I'm going to drive. And that way I can pace it. And then the mom's like, oh, man, like, can you delay it? Like, and so I'm going this fucking speed limit, getting fucking cussed out the whole fucking time. She's like, dude, like, speed up. Like, we're going to be late. We're going to be late. And she's like, dude, just pull over so I can drive. And I'm like, I got it. I'm like, I got it. Like, relax.
Like that, I got do it. Not say relax.
Yeah, woman. I know. I know. Maybe I thought it. No, and it was just like, and the whole time I'm fucking frustrated. I'm like, dude, I'm over here fucking taking fucking hits, and I go, and I'm trying to do them a favor to, you know, to surprise her.
Yeah.
And it was just a, it was a shit show like the whole time, yeah, because I'm like, I'm trying to slow down, and she's like, dude, like fucking step on it, like come on, we're gonna be late. I'm just like, fuck. And so whatever, and we get there, we're pulling up, and it was like at a they rented like some kind of house or something up there, and so we were driving up, and we're going up the little hill. And when we're getting in the parking lot, because people were supposed to be there early, and like I said, my family is like notorious for being late. So my fucking cousin is like pulling in, and she's like, what's your cousin doing here? I'm like, maybe she came to take pictures too, because I was already irritated.
Like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Yeah.
Dude, I don't like surprises. Like, it's just, yeah. It's just too much. Too much stuff, man. Like,
Yeah,
it's crazy. You do well with surprises?
Hell no, I don't do well. And I can't keep a secret. You know me, man. Fucking tell everybody, man.
This is Ramon.
Steps.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got like a real short one.
Should we get him?
A 2 minute topic. That's what I mean. A 2 minute topic.
2 minute short one, huh?
2 minute short one, yeah. No. Okay, so it's in the news. So, like, we have a story that there's a bride's sister-in-law that douses her in black paint moments before the ceremony in a horrifying revenge attack. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
The sister-in-law fucking throws black paint on the bride.
Why?
As she's about to go fucking
down the aisle.
Down the aisle.
Wow.
What? How fucking terrible. What do you think she fucking did to deserve that? That's fucking horrible, man.
I don't know, man. You know what? Oh, man. You know what? I think that was always my biggest fear is finding somebody that you're compatible with, but you don't get along with their family.
Right.
I think that's like the most horrible thing that somebody could experience and stuff, because you know you love your significant other, but you just can't stand their family for some reason and stuff. And I think that's kind of, you know, one of the reasons why. I'm not sure, maybe they were like friends before, you know, kind of like homegirls or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the way they just kind of hated each other. She just fell in love with her brother.
But damn, waiting until the
wedding day.
Hey man, yeah. Some people are evil as
that
hell, dude.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, I don't know, like, cause I don't know, like, I don't think it would be like she's the, you know, the unless no, see, I don't think the bride slept with anybody, cause that's her brother,
right?
So then he would have been like told her brother, yeah, right away, right?
Just told the brother.
So it must have been something that must have been like girl stuff.
How would you deal with like your bride to be is like doused in black paint right before the ceremony?
Man, be like, they got a hose out back. Let's go. Get hose her ass
the
down.
Show must go on, man. I will say, like, let's still get married and shit.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I mean,
fuck, I'll own it. You're like, hey, fuck it. It's a story to tell, right?
Yeah. You have to.
I mean,
otherwise, you let them win.
Exactly.
But you know what? But girls love to look nice.
Yeah.
You know, on their special day. So being drenched in black and everything like that, I don't think they'll.
Oh, they won't do too well.
No,
they won't do too well.
Like their whole day is just like, you know, tainted and shit.
But now your sister, well, how do you deal with your sister that day?
God. Oh,
is she like expelled from the whole wedding party?
She's expelled from family and shit.
Wow.
I mean, I mean, that's like, you know, she's your other half.
Right.
So she's doing that technically to you too. So she's saying, fuck you. And fuck you and your soon-to-be wife or whatever. And, like, you know, somebody like, fuck you, too.
Is this the equivalent of fuck your couch?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Exactly.
It kind of is.
Yeah, fuck your couch and fuck your living room.
Yeah.
That's
extreme,
that's
man.
That's evil,
that's
man.
Terrible, man.
That's evil. That's like, you know, like those people that say, what was that? Was it in a movie or was it in real life or something? I forgot what it was, where they put, like, pictures of the guy in their bachelor party sleeping with like women and shit like that, like under everybody's chair.
Oh, that was on Instagram, probably.
Was it something? I forgot where I saw it. It was a long time ago and stuff like that. But yeah, during during the wedding,
yeah,
they were like, everybody check under your seat, blah blah blah, and everybody starts showing, and it's like pictures of him, like, you know, fucking motorboating and like, yeah, oh, these strippers and all this stuff and everything and all this crazy shit.
The worst that happened to me at my wedding is when like this one guy found the camera from our bachelor party,
yeah,
and he started showing like our other friends that were there, though, not everybody, not the whole fucking party. He started showing the pictures of like us hanging out with a tiger, us hanging out with Mike Tyson, us hanging out with strippers. I mean, like this guy pulling out his tooth. That's the only thing that's the worst thing that happened. I was like, dude, we gotta delete these.
No,
pictures.
No, the worst thing was the Hangover.
The Hangover was terrible too.
Hangover, just but, like the movie.
Jerry, that's a fucking movie, man.
Yeah. No, it happened.
That's the Hangover.
No. It happened.
The Hangover.
No, I still have the camera.
No. I still have the tiger. You know, I think we participated in some Hangover activities.
Oh, absolutely.
Like in college and shit like that, because there's some shit that we're like, what? Like, really? Like, oh, shit. Like, we don't know what the fuck happened and stuff like that. So it's like, man,
that's crazy. But you guys had fucking cameras and pictures and shit like that. Like I don't have any pictures.
What?
I know there's I know there's pictures of me out there, but sure. I never took pictures. Like, yeah, it's just I'm terrible. Like, you know, I'm terrible. Like I don't own pictures of me. Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. So I mean, I'm the type of person that if I find a picture of like friends and like 20 years ago, I'll just randomly come across them and then I'll send it to them.
Yeah. I have a couple that you've sent me.
With
like,
a little heart and kiss.
Yeah. It's like, why is my face blacked out?
But I think the memories, when you start looking at these images, like all of a sudden it just brings back those feelings. And
like
I think
reminiscing.
I think that's important for us as humans to be able to remember those days, man.
You know what goes good with that? Music.
Yeah.
Like there's certain music that like takes you back and you're like, oh shit, I remember this in college. I remember this, like, you know, or just like Mexican music.
Yeah.
Or like your parents or whatever, you're like, dude, like back then they used to blast it, but now you're like, you know what? I love that song.
You know what does it for me is Spanish rock. Rock en Español.
Really?
That brings back the feeling of college straight up. Because that's the first time I've ever listened to Spanish rock.
Yeah.
In high school I knew about it, but I didn't listen to it. And then in college, that's just the soundtrack of my college career. Right.
Yeah. I don't remember Spanish rock in high school.
You know, I remember the common ones, which was like Maná, you know, and Café Tacuba. Okay. You know, those were like the regular ones, but like and Anito Verdes and all those stuff and everything. Those were like the ones that you really didn't, Hombres Gs and everything. Right, those are the ones that I started hearing in college and shit.
Yeah. Because I think my first college party was, college party was at like Mr. C's and I remember they played like
Rock en Español
and I was like,
man, all those shits were like fucking crazy, man.
But it kind of reminded me of like the K-Rock flashbacks, like a little bit of
that vibe.
It was a little bit of that vibe, and I was really like into that, so I was just like, okay, like I was vibing with it.
You know what they played that day? They played that mix that everybody plays. And it's just like that, the progression of like all of the famous the Spanish
Rock.
And they played at every party. And they think they act like they're doing something. I'm like, no, I've heard this before.
He's like, I can tell you what comes next.
Yeah. Same fucking mix. But that's where I heard it first. And I was like, I was in love with that mix. And I thought our friend, because it was my friend that was playing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that guy's fucking, he's a genius. Every song is so awesome. No, man.
It's a chord.
He just fucking got it from some.
Like the best, the best of or whatever.
Yeah,
because I mean, nowadays we have like Spotify, or you got you know, what is it, Apple and everything like that. Yeah, those mix. But back then was just different and shit, because you would hear these songs and you're like, oh man, and you couldn't Shazam it. No. So it was like, you know, you're like, what's that song, man? Like, damn, it goes like this, and people are like, oh, I don't know and stuff. Like, you know, some people would know, but I try to ask the DJ like, hey, what's that song and stuff, and they'll probably let you know and shit.
Yeah, but you had to remember by ear, man.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there was no way to find out.
Yeah,
what song
music and like albums. Like, I remember I used to have, because in high school I was really into like that, like the hard house and deep house, progressive house kind of mix and stuff. And I own this CD. I think I still have the case, but I don't have the CD. and it's called House Junkies Volume 3.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I've been looking for that shit, like, even on the internet. And
they don't have it?
They don't have it. I cannot pull it up because I remember, man, all the songs were fucking bangers, bro. Like, I was like, man, it had all of the bangers.
Yeah.
and I was just like,
man, Volume 3, you said?
Volume 3, House Junkies, Volume 3.
What about Volume 22?
No. Freaks, Hoes, and Flows.
Jake Steve.
If anybody can find it, you guys can.
Yeah, Jake Steve and her funky hoes.
Fucking Jake Steve's, bro.
Nah, but I think like pictures and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember. I got to look for them and stuff. Because I remember in our organization, you know, when we were in college, I used to be a historian. So I used to take pictures. And you know, you always used to do doubles.
So
I kept a few in the organization, kept them there. But I remember Jericho having the first digital camera. Your girlfriend at the time, but that was your wife, bought it for you.
That was the second camera.
Wait,
that I
didn't
had.
You buy it from Mondo?
That's the first thing.
That was the first one.
Yeah, for $100 or something.
It was for $100 Olympus, and it probably held like 32 pictures.
Olympus.
Or something. Yeah, something small, like with this big ass digital card or whatever. And then my wife bought me my second one. That was $400.
But that one had a digital screen, right?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
And it was a tiny screen, but we're like, oh, shit, look, you can see it there.
Like, this shit's from the future.
let me see it.
Like, oh, man.
Like, dude, like, we would take a picture, and they want to see it automatically.
It'll just be like, a whole crowd would be around it instead of taking.
That was $400.
God, that's great. Yeah. And that was back then, man. So I think equivalent, how much would it be like?
That was probably 800, maybe. I don't know. 1998. If you could equate whatever dollar for dollar, it was probably at least a good $600.
Man.
That's a lot of money to me.
No, it is.
If you ask me to buy a $600 camera right now, I fucking balk at that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, it's crazy, man. But no, it was cool, man. Like I think like that, like pictures, and I wish I was better with pictures. I just never been a picture keeper guy. Like I just or taker. You know what I mean? Like even now, like also always tells me, like if I go and do stuff, he's like, oh, take pictures and like send me pictures. And I'll be like, hey, man, I don't think I didn't take any pictures.
I know. It's so hard to do it. But you know what? In 10 years or 15 years, you're going to look back and you're like, oh, I remember that moment.
Yeah.
You should take pictures at every single moment, especially for your daughters.
But you know what? I would take one thing that I learned, like pictures is good, but video.
Oh, videos.
Take videos, man. Because videos, you could hear their little voices.
Yeah.
Like I have a lot of videos of my sobrinos and everything when they're young. Man, you can see their little tiny little voices. They're like fighting and everything and they're like all stuff. You know, and in pictures, you just see pictures and stuff. But when you video, it's fucking great.
Actually see them.
That's why I got these, man. I got the Ray-Ban.
You got them?
Oh, shit.
Man, and I still don't use them. I've probably worn them. This is my third time wearing them.
Really?
And I've had them for, for months already.
You know, there's a guy on Instagram, so you know it's true.
Okay.
He, people take them like the glasses. I don't know exactly what they do. I don't if they have like a red light or something. And he removes it.
I don't remove it. I bought a little whatever. It's a cover.
Oh, there's a cover.
And it disperses the light so you can't really see it. And at night, of course, you're not taking pictures at night.
What red light or what?
No, there's not a real. It's not red. It's a light that emits when you're taking a picture or you're taking video.
Or video.
Oh, really? With the glasses?
With the glasses.
I've never seen that shit.
So, once you cover it, it pretty much disperses it and you can't really see it.
Yeah.
So in the daytime, you won't be able to see it. Like right now, if I probably take a picture of you guys, you could barely see it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, wait a second. Those are the
Ray-Bans.
Yeah. That's why you brought them out.
Those are the picture ones?
Yeah, the Ray-Ban ones.
Oh, shit.
Take like the video and stuff.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see. Man, I could have been naked. And he's over here recording.
But I can't wear them, man. That's my biggest thing. Like,
you feel like douchey like wearing them?
I do. And I don't take pictures like as much as I used to. But I think the more pictures we take, the more that we can relive these moments.
You should, man.
When we get old. You know what I mean?
Because I think that's the one of the things that you know, kind of keeps you, I guess, like alive and going and stuff is all these memories that you have with people and stuff like that. So it's like kind of like, because, I mean, you only have one life, right?
True.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're getting to the age where we're getting, you know, a little bit, you know, we're getting older and stuff like that. So you can't relive your youth and stuff, but you could relive it by like all these memories that you have and stuff. That's why, like, when we hang out and stuff like that, and we like think of like, oh, sure, remember this time? Remember? So I'm like, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Now there is a contradicting opinion about that. And Juan Gabriel actually, he brought that up. is like when you remember, it's a little piece of you dying every time.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like, that's what he said. And then
he said, if you remember,
like when you reminisce.
Oh, reminisce.
I don't know. How do you say it in Spanish? But like, you know, like los like recuerdos. Recuerdos. Yeah. When in los recuerdos, like you die a little bit every time you remember.
You know what I think that might mean? It's kind of like you mourn, right? Like you mourn like your youth.
Yeah.
Like, man, like I miss being that young.
Okay.
I miss those times. You know, like you kind of mourn it a little bit.
Yeah. So you feel sad. I mean, you're happy that you're seeing it, but then you're sad because.
Man, good times.
Because like everybody says, those were the days.
Yeah. But right? I don't get sad. I'm just happy that I lived them. That's,
right.
And that's why I don't really follow that, because I really love and respect Juan Gabriel's like whole philosophy. But the truth is, no, like I really love looking at old pictures and being able to relive those moments.
Because you're still creating memories. That's for sure. That's the thing. It's kind of, I think,
a but situation. It's different memories.
Yeah, it is. But I think it that goes more for like people that are kind of like I'm past my peak. Like I just whatever. And you're just kind of like not really making new memories. And you're just kind of feeling sorry for yourself. Mm. But the memories are obviously different.
See, but I think you're always making memories and stuff. Even if you're not going honest with that, but you know, but I think it's really like the outlook of how you view yourself and like life and stuff. Like that.
Right.
Because I think, you know, life, you need to enjoy it to the fullest and stuff like that and everything. Mm, and, you know, I think college is just different because, well, when we were younger and stuff, because you're so somewhat carefree.
Right.
And stuff. And now you have to worry about all these things. You know, you got to go work the next day and all this stuff and everything. You have like responsibilities. You know, I think when you, especially when you're with somebody now that you have kids and stuff, is different and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like your perspective is different. So your memories are you know, different and stuff. There.
Yeah, like for me, like personally, you know what I mean? Like those memories are like, they were fucking fun as fuck. Because, you know,
hell
you
yeah.
have no responsibility. It was like, now it's like, my memories are different. know, like my memories are like my kids' memories, kind of like, you know, they're involving my kids. And back then it was just like puro desmadre, you know, like we'd go out, have a good time, and who gives a shit, you know what I mean? We'd drink all night and get home at who knows what time. Oh shit, I made it home, you know, like it's just all fun, bro.
You're describing Barlow's.
I know.
You know, Barlow's the only one that's still like is going out, going all crazy and
man,
shit.
Man, yeah.
But you know what? That's good for him, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, it was just a different kind of good time. But I'm glad we experienced it and we lived it, man. That's
and we survived.
Yeah.
Because we did a lot of stupid shit back for then.
Sure. What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about...
the lady pictures. With the black paint.
Lady with the black
man,
paint.
Man, we just went all pictures. Out, huh?
Man, getting back to the lady with the black... I don't know what you would do. Like, I don't know what you would do. Like, if I was her, like, fuck it, you still go and you get married, whatever... To the sister, I wouldn't be too happy with her.
I don't know if there's a path for her to be able to be invited to the carne asada. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no way. She's out.
She's going to be banned.
Oh, she's exiled.
She's banned indefinitely. She's banned. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because, like, well, how do you come back from that?
I don't think you do, man.
Yeah.
I mean, throwing paint and stuff, especially like a special occasion and stuff like that and everything.
Right.
I mean, clearly that's like.
No, I mean the worst. The worst she could have done is getting, you know, those huevos for what do you call that, for
the confetti eggs?
For the confetti eggs, but instead putting harina. That's the worst that you could do as a Mexican.
But paint, I mean, you might as well paint, go all out.
That's crazy.
Paint. But I think she said, you know, if I'm gonna go all out.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, but see, but I would hope that the rest of the family would be on board too and be like, man, that's one crazy bitch, and everybody just doesn't want to fuck with her anymore. You know, like she's just like.
So.
Yeah, but that she ruined that whole part, because now it's like she can't take pictures in her wedding dress. Like
I would have owned it. I was like, fuck it. Like if I was the bride, like let's say, like put me in a wedding dress and fucking put paint all over me. I was like, fuck it. You know, memory, and I'm gonna relive it the rest of my life.
If I was her husband or soon to be husband, I'd be like, man, somebody throw fucking black paint on me too.
Yeah,
just fucking and just rock it, you know. Like,
I always loved you in black hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Always wanted to make me a colored girl.
I know, right?
In the butt. Listen to me. Look it.
It's the Ask the Fellas show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, fellas,
what's up, man?
We have a new number. What?
Well, why? Why to the old one?
The old- I don't know what happened to the old one. It just got taken away from us. Apparently.
You know, I think Barlow was using it and shit.
He probably was. He was probably texting all the hoes.
Yeah, it probably blocked them and shit.
No, but we got a new number, and it's from Topeka, Kansas. I don't know where Topeka, Kansas. Do you guys know where Topeka, that is?
I want to say it's in Kansas.
Yeah, same here.
Kansas. Where the fuck is Topeka?
No clue.
Isn't it that that food, or what is it, like porridge?
No, I don't know about that.
Topeka.
Oh, you're talking tapioca.
Oh, tapioca. Oh.
There's a new thing. Hey, but our phone number, for anybody that wants to give us a call and leave us a message, we'll play it in front of, like, for everyone here on the show.
All right.
That sounds good.
The number is 785-4-FELLAS.
785-4-FELLAS.
Again, yeah, 785 is the area code. 785-4-FELLAS.
Is that even seven numbers?
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me count. Hold on, let me count.
It was a girl that gave you that number, huh?
Oh, no, fellas, it's six digits.
It is? Okay, yeah, so we're good. Yeah,
4-FELLAS.
785-4-FELLAS.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of easy.
Yeah.
And that number's from Topeka Canyon.
Topeka, Kansas.
What is Topeka? Tapioca, Kansas.
Yeah, so give us a call. 785-4-FELLAS.
And we'll answer?
No, we won't answer. We might let you be on the show.
Yes, the Fellas Show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
I got something real quick, fellas. Like, really quick.
Two minutes.
2 minutes. A little short one.
A little short one.
Okay.
We got a lot, a couple of them.
All right, 12 things a man should never wear. And I'm sure you got your own list, but I'm just going to run through a list really quick because it's only 2 minutes. I got to be quick about it. How about
a thong?
A thong?
No, my first one is too much perfume. A man should never wear too much perfume.
Yes.
Or cologne, whatever it's called. Too much cologne. Yeah, because, I mean, come on. You don't want to fucking stink up the place. It's a little offensive sometimes. Yeah.
Right? You know where I work? There's like this security center. And the security guards, they use, they're like Middle Eastern.
Oh, my God. That's all you had to say.
So they, their cologne is very strong, man.
And they love it.
And they keep spraying it, though.
Yes, they love the really strong ones.
Like, I go like in the hallways, and you know what security guard was there. Because it lingers. It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah, it does, man. And I bet you the same people are the same perpetrators of this one. Clothes with big logos. Like, men should never wear clothes with big logos, like huge logos.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that.
Have you guys seen like the one like they're wearing a polo, like jeans
with the big ass horse,
the big ass horse on their chest?
That's a big ass horse.
It's ridiculous, bro.
I don't know. I think it's probably. Well, I mean, they're attention seekers. No?
I understand, but men should never wear that, right?
Right. Yeah. What hell logo? No.
Unless it's like a baseball team. Or a sports team.
Fine, but
you know,
the
logo
has to be normal.
You're talking about brand.
Normal size.
Like brand.
Yeah.
Brand.
Maybe
brand.
The brand. Is
brand,
the...
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. How about pointed shoes? Like really, really pointy shoes.
Like the
ones that curve up?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse for that, right?
That's those Geppetto shoes.
Yeah. Exactly. How about blinged out jeans? Like, you know,
like rhinestones?
Rhinestones, jewels, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, that's...
Doesn't Bartles have one of those?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, but that's a special pair, though. He only brings it out for special occasions.
It says Juicy at the back?
Yeah.
The back, really?
It's all blinged out.
Yeah, right?
It's airbrushed and everything.
Yeah, it has his face on it.
Yeah, no, you guys can't wear that shit. No, at least they shouldn't.
They should not, man.
They
that's
shouldn't.
Stupid, right? All right, deep V-neck T-shirts.
The one with the long.
How
like,
deep?
Like deep, like your sternum, like all the way down.
Oh, no, that's too deep.
That's way too deep, right?
Yeah.
Is the chest
like under your nipples.
Yeah, no, that's way too deep.
I mean, yeah.
Like a nice little, well, when I was younger, I like a little bit.
A little
of
short
deep
one, yeah, yeah.
Would
no,
be
no,
cool.
No, but if you can see side boob.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Probably too much.
What about you got some big pecs? Like
I know.
Wow. I mean, that's a little different.
Yeah, right? For the ladies.
Studded belts.
Studded belts.
It depends. I think it depends, like, what your, like...
outfit
like,
is?
Yeah, or, like, oh, how... like, what they're into, you know what I mean? Like, the...
Like men.
Like
gay men. They're into
men. But I'm saying, like, those people that are into, like, all that dark shit.
Oh,
what are they called?
Emos?
Like, emo?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they... I guess that would kind of go with their fit.
I guess so, right?
Outfit.
All right.
Nah, not for me.
No.
How about oversized clothes? I know it's coming back.
It's coming back.
But we're talking about men. We're like men's men. Yeah. Right?
Damn, I just busted out my Ben Davis.
No, but see, there's oversized. There's clothes that's loose.
Sure.
And there's clothes that just doesn't fit you.
Okay,
and
so
it's like over.
What we used to call beyond baggy.
Yeah.
How about that? Like that was a little extreme.
You know
right?
what?
Right.
Beyond baggy was like teetering. But the ones that were the one that at our times was the
Jenko,
yeah. But Solos. It was the Groovers, you know, the Groovers and all the stuff. They used to wear those like parachute pants,
right?
Oh, like, no, those were too much.
Yeah,
way too big. Yeah. All right. How about I can't even say it. Am I drunk already? Shiny shirts. I was gonna say Chinese shirts.
Chinese shirts.
Chinese shirts.
Chinese shirt?
No.
Shiny.
Shiny. Oh, shiny. Oh, like, damn, that's all I wear. Chinese shirts.
No, shiny shirts. Like you know, the really, the ones where you could practically see your reflection in them. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, those, yeah, nobody should be wearing that. That
as a man?
As a man, or, yeah, it's just, no.
Probably not, right?
I think even, if, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a no.
All right, pajama pants in public.
I see that a lot when I drop off my my daughter at school, like grown ass fucking men.
No.
Yes.
Pajama pants.
And wearing fucking pajama pants.
In public.
To drop off their kids.
What about their shoes? What are they wearing for shoes?
Loafers.
Probably loafers. Chunkless. Or
yeah, slides.
Like slides.
Slides.
Yeah.
All right. So our what is it? Sweats. Are those considered pajamas?
No. We're talking about the ones that are patterned like pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're like PJs.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like sweats, you can pull it off. Like I'm about to go to the gym or some shit. Or,
oh, okay.
But no, it's they're like PJ
actual
pants.
Pajamas.
Yeah, like I see kids doing that shit too. Like, but at least they're kids. But adults, like I see their parents like fucking, like they just rolled out of fucking bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't.
All right. Necklaces. Guys, I mean, necklaces. I'm not talking about a chain.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about a necklace. Like a pookie shell necklace. No. Man, I cannot say chell or anything with a CH.
I'll have what Jerky's drinking.
I'm drinking a lot. Drinking, man. Do not drink as much as college, bro. But okay, necklaces. What do you
necklaces?
Guys think?
Necklaces?
Nah. I'm not into like jewelry and shit. Like,
so men should never wear necklaces, right?
Yeah, I don't see why it's necessary.
All right, and lastly, sandals with socks. What do you guys think about that?
I just came in with sandals with socks.
But you're in public.
Yeah.
But he's coming straight
but
here.
I'm thinking it's, like, it's
coming
beach
straight
sand.
Or coming gay here?
No, straight. Okay. Gay.
No, so mines are the ones that, you know, they kind of go over your toes.
Oh, that's a little different.
But you're talking about the beach sandals.
Yes, the beach sandals.
The ones that have the thongs.
Yes.
The thong sandals, right?
Yeah,
those are the ones that...
Look like a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Right. That's a little weird. And they're white socks, too. Now, you're wearing Block X now, but no, white socks with the thong.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not with
and sandals.
It's in sandals.
With a thong and sandals.
No. The thong sandals.
Oh, okay. Then no, then.
Yeah, I think it's a little more acceptable with like slides and shit. But.
Oh, I thought with a thong. No, wearing a thong, like, no, hey, go all out.
He's like, but I'm wearing a thong.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, I got a follow up thing about what you were saying. You know what you're wearing in public and stuff. Now, do you get? Say you're gonna go to the market, real quick. Do you, get? Dress up to not dress up like to the nines or something like that, but do you like put yourself like some pants or some like nice shirt or something like that, or do you just go like however you are?
No, I don't leave the house with shorts or sandals or anything like that. I gotta wear pants. I gotta be ready for anything.
Oh, you wouldn't go like with shorts?
I would not. I'm not even to the corner store. No,
why not?
Like I'll put on like cargo shorts.
Oh,
like,
I'll do cargo shorts. Yeah,
but not like. I've gone in my basketball shorts, but it's rare. Like,
and
it's
it
really
feels
rare.
Weird, right?
Yeah, like, I just feel like I'm underdressed.
You never know who you're going to run into, man.
But I don't
know. What's wrong with shorts? I'm wearing shorts.
Well, I know, but you're coming here, though.
Well, that's true, but I mean, I'm still in public. I still could go like to the store and get like some food or something like that. But I think shorts are okay and stuff. I think more like
that's better.
Like
I said,
like
PJs.
like pajamas mm-hmm. or what is it like? I don't know, like I don't know, like dirty stuff.
I get
like
it.
Dirty clothes or something like that. Like,
no, I get it. I get it. But I feel more comfortable wearing pants.
Like, wearing pants.
Like if I take a flight right now, like we're on our way to Mexico and we're on our way to a beach city, I'll still wear jeans and tennis shoes or something, like something substantial. I won't wear like sandals or something just because I'm getting on a plane. I just can't. I just as a
but it's just like something that you feel like
yeah
like you got
to
be ready.
I got to be ready to any for anything. I got to be able to run.
What makes you what you can't run with shorts?
Well, no, I could run with shorts. I probably could run faster, but if I have to fucking slide or have to like you know,
he said slide.
You know what I mean? Like I gotta save a baby.
Fucking Mission Impossible,
right? I gotta save a baby or something. I just it would fucking hurt if I slid with shorts on, right? No, I don't know. For some reason,
is it because you're able to carry more stuff in your pants? It's maybe you feel like you have your utility belt.
Yeah, and if I have like maybe like a passport or a wallet or something, it won't fall out of my shorts. Because I've lost sunglasses wearing.
Oh, they'll
like
fall
shorts.
Out of your
yeah,
shorts.
They'll yeah, they'll fall out of shorts right away.
Yeah, shorts are notorious for shit falling down. Yeah.
And every time I'm wearing shorts in my car, like if I'm going to a drive-thru or something, I'll like come out of my car and I'm like, "Where is my shit?" And I go back in the car and it's sitting right in the seat. Something always falls out of your shorts. Right.
What about matching? Like if you go out in public, like you have to at least, you know, match a little bit, or you just grab like whatever shirt or whatever stuff. Or
I'm notorious for not matching.
Yeah,
yeah, because I'll just like I'll throw on my pants or whatever
and just grab whatever.
And then grab a shirt. Like I'm just like fuck it, I'll just grab this shirt and go.
So
and see if it's not wrinkled, like not super wrinkled, and throw it on and be like.
But you would call that presentable.
No, not necessarily. And my wife will tell me, like, she's like, dude, like, you don't even fucking match. I'm like, I'm just going to the store. And because, yeah, I go to the store, come back, and I'll take the fucking shirt off. But I don't know. Like,
see, that's one thing I won't do.
You won't unmatch.
Like I'll like, take that extra 5 minutes just to get, like, either something that just matches, like, a shirt or
gotta,
sweater or a hat that, like,
gotta,
matches.
Yeah, gotta look presentable. You gotta look presentable when you go out the
but
house.
I do that a lot. Like, when it's when the weather permits, like I'm a big sweater person, so the sweater and then I'll grab my hat that'll match.
But you say you just will grab.
Nah, like, but if it's like summer, like if it's hot, I fucking grab a shirt. I'll be like, I'm just gonna go to the store real quick.
So you'll do it, but then sometimes you won't.
Yeah, like if it's like winter or it's cold, like you most of the time, you know, I either have a blue sweater or a black sweater, and I have a blue hat, I have a black hat.
So, I think the only place you're permitted to just dress like you don't care is Walmart. Like, I mean, that's the reason they have those that website, People of Walmart and shit.
Yeah.
You
see
some crazy shit. And you know what? And it's true. I've gone to Walmart and I've seen these people like just walk around. You know, like
no, it feels different, man. And I don't know if it. At first, I used to think it was a mental thing, like it can't be like that serious. But no, you go there and it's the quality of the people are different.
Yeah, compare that with Target.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like a Target versus a Walmart.
Right.
Like. But would you go to, say, Ralph's, which is, you know, a little bit more.
Sure.
Or Stater Brothers stuff, to avoid the people at Walmart?
Nah, I mean, I wouldn't. But there are some people that would. Absolutely.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, because I've seen people like, nah, I'll just go to Ralph. Because there's some people that just ghetto as hell, man. And you know, it's like. I don't know, man. I think there's more likely to there be a shooting, or you get more, you know,
just like
what is
some
it?
Kind
you
of
get
confronted,
yeah, an altercation at Walmart. You know, and that's happened to me before, like at Walmart, because people are just rude as hell. You know, they're like always in a rush. They don't like have courtesy of like, you know, they push the cart like they own the fucking aisles. They don't even like, you know, kind of look. You know, there's some like I guess etiquette. You know, pushing a cart. Mm-hmm. You know, they should do like a license. For driving a cart and shit.
Yeah,
because they just like come out of the aisles like, you know, rushing and shit. And you're right. Like, oh shit, you almost get hit and shit.
Yeah.
So fuck that.
Yeah, but no, we don't really go to Walmart too much. I think it's rare. It's rare, but some we've been there.
Okay, Whole Food.
I know. No, you got a Trader Joe's. You know elite. What? Like people hear like Trader Joe's and think, oh, that's like white people shit. But Trader Joe's is an amazing fucking place.
I don't go there, but they have good stuff there, man.
And great fucking
Whole
deals.
Foods. And yeah, they're great prices too. Yeah. Whole Foods is expensive, right?
It is a little expensive.
I don't go there either.
But there's some good. The food is pretty good too.
Yeah, man. I like Whole Foods when like they sell like the already like made food and yeah. stuff. Like man, it's
pretty good.
It's pricey though. It's pricey. Like Trader Joe's is very affordable.
But I think you would, like you said, you would pay a little bit more for good food, right?
Right, right.
Instead of going to like some place and you just get like trash and shit, and you're pissed and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing that could ever happen is that Vallarta moving in down the street.
Oh, yeah.
They have everything.
Right. I know, man. They do.
It's fucking amazing, man. So yeah.
And it's never, well, the few times that I've been there, it's never been super packed.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, like you're kind of in and out and shit. So yeah.
Like you said, works. Like it's just a restaurant inside and shit. How convenient is that shit?
And Northgate, I don't know if you guys know, but Northgate
is the same thing, right?
Yeah, and they have like one of those. It looks like a mercado, like a Mexican mercado, in Costa Mesa, and it's an open air type of like I don't even know what to call it, but it's like mercados in Mexico, like
oh, yeah.
inside.
But
and,
that you're in Costa Mesa, man.
That's I know, funny. And you think that it's all white people over there, but no, there's all Latino? Kinds of Latinos there. And it becomes a party, man. You guys need to go there on the weekends because they have live music. I know it's far, but
what?
Live music. Sometimes they have like DJs. They have a bar. They have like food places.
They make it an atmosphere.
It's a
party,
bro.
Entertainment.
And I just saw this weekend they had some famous DJ, and it was so packed. So if you guys are ever in the area, Costa Mesa, check out Northgate, man. Fucking have a good time.
Heard it here first.
But make sure you dress up.
Hey, this is Oso.
And Chavo.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, hey, real quick before we leave. So, you know, Jerky just showed us the Ray-Ban glasses and shit.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
I always wanted to get them, but I always feel like perverts use those or something like that.
Wait, I'm not a pervert.
Well, I know you're not a pervert and stuff, but I'm thinking like people that are trying to be incognito or you know, because I remember there was my cousin's wedding, and there was this guy that he wasn't part of the family. He was my cousin's friend, and he had the glasses because we didn't even notice until like he was like, oh, we're all taking a picture, and you know everybody goes around with their cameras, and you go, oh, let me take a picture, and you hear shh, and we're like, oh shit, like we're waiting for his phone, but then we noticed like, oh, that fool has the glasses and shit. Yeah. So you know, as the night went and stuff like that, this fool kept taking pictures, but then. As he got drunk, you know, you will hear like shh, just randomly. We're like, "What the fuck?" And like, and then we'll see like a girl passing by, and you're like, shh, and we're like, "Oh
no.
Shit!" This, he was taking pictures of girls like asses or whatever.
Oh,
but
shit.
I think he was so drunk, and I think he just got them because I'm pretty sure you could mute that sound, right?
Yeah, there has to be a setting, right?
But
like
he,
the shutter sound.
Yeah, but he didn't have it, like, off his shit. So the whole night, you're like...
He said, still got
and
it.
And we're like, oh, man. Yeah, so I don't know. Like and ever since that, like, oh, man. Like, I think people will, like, think you're, you know, kind of like... Because, I mean, I'm sure that's where people, you know, could do that and stuff or anything.
Right.
So I don't know, man.
Yeah, there has to be.
But you
setting.
Said that people wear them now.
Well,
right?
Well, yeah, because how he was saying that people will think you're like a pervert. But I'm like I think they're more socially accepted because it's like, you know, like they see them online. They're like, oh, cool, like they have those glasses versus like, oh, fucking creeper. You know,
no more hiding your phone.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but nah, man. But it's that was funny, and I think that's why every time I see those glasses, it reminds me of that time and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
oh, that is fucking
yeah,
hilarious.
That was crazy, man. I was like, oh man. So, but anyways, good show, man. You know, great talking to you guys and stuff for everything. So memories, you know, we're still creating memories and stuff. That so, you know, if you guys are listening to this, you know, take pictures, take videos, you know, so you can reminisce and stuff of that. You know, make sure you take care of your old. Vintage stuff because one day you're going to be trying to buy it on eBay. So for young kids, you know, save your stuff.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh yeah.
So with that, oh, let's go Dodgers. You know, Diaz got is hurt, and so that's the closer.
No.
Yeah, he's hurt and stuff. He's out something like for a few months and stuff like that. So we're like, great, but
done.
But anyways, let's go Dodgers, and see you guys next week.
Why do I always freeze? Like, you're like, did you just take my picture?
Jerry had his legs open.
He's like, say, what the hell? Oh, man, funny, funny show, man. Good time, guys. This week, I do – well, actually, today is Oso's birthday. So
oh, shit.
So happy birthday, Oso. And give you a shout-out, man. And, yeah, so hopefully –
how old do you think he is?
Oso? Oso is 1 year younger than
Barlow's?
Nah, not Barlow. Nobody's younger than Barlow. Oso's turning 45.
Wow. Man.
45.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking, but he
he's
looks,
an old Oso.
Yeah, he's an old Oso. Oso Barlow. Yeah. Yeah, man. But happy birthday to you,
happy
bro.
Happy birthday, man.
This fool, he's like, I was telling him, because I saw him today. We had lunch.
Oh, did you get him a cake?
Nah, hell no.
Oh.
Fuck that shit.
Cupcake?
Nah, I think that would be kind of weird.
And you didn't sing happy birthday, Mr. President?
No.
Come on.
Dude, I don't know.
What friend are you?
I know. I'm not that confident when it comes to doing all that gay shit. I didn't want to, like, fucking mislead him and shit. He's going to be like, fuck, like he really likes me.
Hey, did you guys always do that, like, cake in the face? Like push
I hate
people's
it.
That was a tradition that we. I hate it.
We were younger. We used to do that all the time, but now like it's annoying.
Yeah, like all the kids. Like we had my cousin's birthday on Sunday, and so they brought out the cake. So all the little kids go. You know what I mean?
Try
like
to hover and shit.
Yeah, and they all hover, and they're like, oh, you know, like a mordida, and they're like, then all the kids are like, we want to take a bite. And I'm like, there's like 10 of you guys. I'm like, you take fucking 10 bites, like the cake is gone, or it's like, or it's ruined, you know? Yeah, no, that was fucking weird. I've always hated that tradition, man. But then you see like the accidents. Have you guys ever seen like an accident where there's like a like little sticks in the thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, and they get their fucking face pushed in, and it's like they get stabbed.
Oh hell no!
It's just not a good idea. Yeah. But anyway, man, so happy birthday to you also, and hopefully next week all four of us will probably be here. I think Barlow said he doesn't have any cruises next week. So we'll see. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week I want to turn you guys on to this movie called Balls Up.
Balls Up?
Balls Up.
Is that a basketball one?
No, it actually isn't a basketball one. It's a movie by... What's that? The Bostonian guy, Wahlberg. What's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Him and the some other funny, chubby guy. They create a condom that goes around your balls. And how come
fuck?
No one's ever thought of this, man? When you have sex, you want to protect your balls too, right?
The whole jewels.
No, everything, right? Because those are always exposed and they're flapping around. They're right, hitting shit. Right. You don't want that.
You want to protect them.
Exactly. So in this movie, I think Wahlberg is one of the executives, and this guy invents this condom, and they're proposing it for the FIFA World Cup. And it's just a fucking amazing movie, man.
Oh, shit.
All kinds of crazy shit happens.
I've never seen the trailers or anything.
And better yet, it's free. And it's on Amazon Prime, and you guys can watch it for free.
And it's called Balls Up.
It's called Balls Up, yes. And I think you guys would enjoy. It's one of those movies where it's just slapstick comedy.
It's kind of like Ted, right?
Yes, exactly. So you guys will probably enjoy it as guys, as men.
Yeah.
Yeah, men.
It's a man's movie.
Exactly. And the people will like it.
The people.
The people.
That's it. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.